Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Oh, that was the first mistake I made.
We don't have the Discord.
I screwed that like five times last night.
This is my first
mess up tonight. We're working on replacing the Discord. In fact, I'm told the new server is up. I've been running around all day. I haven't had a chance to do anything with it. We're moving to what is more decentralized, self-hosted solution.
Nice. That, I was going to ask if we could find one of those.
Yep. It's running. I just haven't had a chance to actually create an account and log in and like go and see what sort of administrative settings I need to flip on or off before we let you know about it. Mm-hmm. So it's coming soon. This weekend, I would say at the latest, we will announce that. Ian and nobody in the studio here tonight. We're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the bad news here, different categories of businesses that have just been hit heavy by closures, permanent closures of course. I mean, look, it's obviously going to affect the small guy, the little guy, the independent business owners more so than it's going to affect mega corporations. But certainly some of the mega corporations are going under, although many of them had probably, you know, been teetering on the edge, like JCPenney, for instance. They were basically in the process of failing, and now they are going out of business.
Yeah, people always say, like, on the news, they're horrible about this. They'll say, and this new threat affects the most vulnerable the most. And it's like, you do realize you just defined the word vulnerable there.
Let's go to your phone calls. Clamoring is on the line calling us from New Hampshire, watching on our DLive feed over at dlive.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Clamoring.
Hey guys,
hey.
I just had a COVID test and I wanted to tell you about it.
Oh boy, is this the one where they
a COVID fest? You mean where a bunch of people go together and try to find COVID? Or
I've had those too. But
so no, is this where they shove a big thing up your nose into your brain?
Oh,
basically,
oh, nose. Good.
Yeah. Okay. My story starts before that because I would imagine your first question is why on earth would you do that?
Why on earth would you do that?
I suspect you were mandated to do it, but tell me more.
I was mandated by my workplace because I did left the state. I went to a family reunion in Texas, and I saw my extended family. No masks to be seen anywhere.
All right, Texas.
To catch up with
so you come from good stock.
Yes, I do. And so because I left the state of New Hampshire and I came back, my organization mandates that I quarantine for 14 days and I have a negative COVID test.
So everyone who goes to visit family has to lose an extra 2 weeks of work.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm working from home.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Well, that's good. But let's think about the absurdity of that. You know, I can't come visit you during this quarantine time, because that will break quarantine, but it doesn't change anything for your employer. And the same thing would have happened if I'd come with COVID and given you COVID during this 2 weeks. It would make absolutely no difference that you were out of town last week. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with it? So it's just more insanity. They're not making you hide from work. They're making you hide from the whole world, right?
Well, it's even more insane than that because I work at a shelter, and before we bring guests into our shelter, we have them quarantine in a hotel for 2 weeks, but they don't have to take a COVID test, but it's the same place where I work. So I don't know why I have to take one and they don't.
So they could have come from anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Definitely.
And doesn't the COVID test reveal whether you've had COVID, not whether you have COVID?
No, there's two different tests, and that's part of my story, actually.
Okay.
There is an active test, and then there's an antibody test.
I see. So they're giving you the active test.
Correct. That's the one that my work is requiring.
Okay.
So I you know, live in rural northern New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and there's only one testing facility anywhere near me.
Hmm.
So, you know, my organization put out a company policy that says, you know, about the travel and everything. And at least three different times in this policy, they say, this is at no cost to the employee. This is at no cost to the employee. Before I leave for my trip, I email HR and I say, hey, I'm leaving the state. I am looking at our policy and it says that this is at no cost to me. And they assure me this is free. Don't worry about it. Just go to the testing facility. Okay, fine. So I go to Texas. I come back. Mm-hmm. I start looking at the website for the testing facility and they're talking about insurance. They require, you know, me to provide my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not opt to purchase insurance through my company.
So they were really saying it's covered by your company insurance, not that it's free.
Exactly. But they didn't say that. The policy states exactly at no cost to the employee. So I email HR again, and I say the website for this one testing facility anywhere near me is asking for insurance, and they say, oh, well, just give them your insurance card. And I was like, I don't have insurance. I did not purchase insurance. So after a whole back and forth, he's like, fine, I'll, you know, send me the receipt and I'll reimburse you. Okay. Great. So I go to this testing facility, which is a 40-foot container in a parking lot of the local hospital.
Sounds legit.
A shipping container?
Yes.
Just sparing no expense.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is, when I get there, I realize it's not actually run by the local hospital.
Uh-huh.
It's run by a local, urgent care facility.
Okay.
And there's a little bit of a history between the hospital and this urgent care facility. When the urgent care facility first started to come to town and started to build and all of this stuff, the hospital really gave them a hard time and took them to court and tried to sue them to get them to not build their urgent care facility. Because, of course, the hospital runs their own, and that would be competition.
They don't want competition.
Oh, they don't want to have to price it, you know, because, you know, if you treat the very richest at the first place, then the next place is going to have to cut its prices to have customers.
Exactly. So I thought it was weird that this drive-in testing facility was run by the local urgent care facility, but mm-hmm. whatever. So then they give me the paperwork to sign, and I'm reading through the paperwork. And then at the very bottom, I notice it says that I'm consenting to allowing that urgent care facility to take over all of my medical treatment, including x-rays, diagnoses.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a scam.
I was like, well, that was sneaky. Gosh, guys.
Did you just cross that part out?
Of course, yes.
Okay, good.
Everything else, I crossed everything except the one lab test out.
Huh.
So,
wow. The gall of these people. I mean, unbelievable.
And the thing is, they can't be doing that without government support. I don't believe that for a minute. They've got to know that the fix is in when people sue them, mm-hmm. or they wouldn't even try that.
I imagine a company like that has a legal team of some kind.
Oh, yeah. They wrote the agreement. So, okay, you crossed it out, and then what happened?
And then I had the test, which was entirely unpleasant. Mm. It was a very long Q-tip-like device, and the Q-tip itself was, I was expecting like a Q-tip-sized cotton ball at the end, but it wasn't. It was maybe like about the size of a skewer. So, but it was still like, they stuck it all the way in my navel cavity. It didn't hurt, but it made me cough, and it was very, very, very uncomfortable.
Sure.
yeah, so I actually didn't know anyone that had had one done, so I didn't know what to expect. My heart rate was through the roof, of course.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. How many people were there? Before you go on, how many people were there, like, waiting for this test? Were you the only one, or was there, like, a dozen, or...?
I was the only one, and there was one car that pulled up behind me.
Gotcha. And were you sitting in your car the whole time?
No, I got into the shipping container. I left my daughter in my car.
Gotcha.
But I could see her from the open shipping container.
Clamoring, was there more to the story that you wanted to share?
No, just that it was $139. And
how long till you get the results?
I don't have them yet. They say anywhere from 3 to 10 days, and I have to go to the Quest Diagnostics website to get them.
Thank you for the call tonight, Clamory. Thanks for sharing that experience. I think a lot of people will probably appreciate it because they haven't gone through it, and hopefully they never will. More coming up.
Maxwell, she's a scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dinovite, how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
Bitcoin.com has a variety of features from those who are completely inexperienced and want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general to those who have a lot of experience and want to get the latest news headlines about what's going on in the world of crypto. You can do it all over at Bitcoin.com. They've been a longtime sponsor here of Free Talk Live. Definitely appreciate the work that those folks do over there. That's Bitcoin.com. Whether you're new or old school, you'll find something of value there. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the crackdown on local businesses that, of course, is harming people to the point where they're not able to reopen. Many of them have closed. According to Yelp's numbers, 60% of those businesses who have closed are never coming back. And how many of them are going to get replaced? How many of those businesses are going to be sold off? You had asked that question before. Nobody, the local restaurateur here in the area that we know, she runs the local pho noodle place called Pho Keen Great, and she has lost two out of her three businesses. She's closed two of them because of this. And you know, I haven't seen her other business being incredibly busy, but that's true for all of them. I have yet to walk in to a local restaurant here in town and see it bustling.
Well, I mean, if you're in New Hampshire and you're in the market for a coward, Keene's the place to go. not to say that everyone here is that,
right.
but if you're looking for one, there are worse places to look.
Yeah. So, you know, the business that she's closed, is she going to be able to sell those properties to other people who want to actually risk opening up a business? I mean, you want to talk about, it's hard as hell to run a restaurant any old time. Before the closure mandates and all that, it was hard to run a restaurant. Now?
Yeah,
you're
four
crazy.
Out of five restaurants that open don't make it to 5 years. Is that the right statistic?
It's, I believe, four out of five don't make it to the first year, and then four out of the remaining five that make it don't make it to 5 years. So
Major, that's worse.
Yeah, it's a major just con. And this was what it was like before COVID.
Yeah.
Now, it's probably way more than four out of five.
Well, I'll tell you what restaurant would probably do really well. I think it would be number five, in my opinion, would be the one that somebody opens in their warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That the state doesn't know about it, and the state isn't there to make sure that your customers don't have a good time. You know, that would be a beautiful thing. Yeah,
a speakeasy.
Yeah,
if you will.
A place where you can go and dance. Maybe have it be a dance-easy. You know?
Unfortunately, that's it's something that you can't do in a lot of places. Is actually dance. They threatened a local business owner here for having people dancing in his establishment.
I mean, for me, it's just as well because that looks like Riverdance of the Living Dead. But the
you mean when you dance?
Yes, yes. But nonetheless, those who can should be allowed to, because if nothing else, you know, I like to watch it.
Indeed. Well, if you want to comment here, 855-450-FREE. I've got a little bit more about businesses closing, but also as an aside here, nobody, I've got the details. Somebody has put together a list. This is states with the fewest coronavirus restrictions. This is an interesting chart.
Yeah.
What do you think the number one most free state is as far as coronavirus? So we're not looking at any other freedoms here. We're not looking at, you know, drug freedoms. We're not looking at business freedoms. We're just looking at coronavirus crackdown. What are the least cracked down upon states?
Okay, well, I'm going to give myself a 1 in 25% chances by saying it's either Idaho or North Dakota.
South Dakota is most free. Followed by Utah, followed by Oklahoma, Iowa, Wyoming, Arkansas, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Georgia. Those are your top 10 most free as far as COVID restrictions.
How far do you have to go down before you get to New Hampshire?
It's bad, dude.
Do you know what number it is?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You got to tell me the number, bro.
29.
Sununu!
His Excellency, you mean.
You conned us.
It's awful what has happened to New Hampshire over this corona crackdown. And, you know, we're not even in the top 50%. It's number 29 here.
We're in the top 50% of everything that's good and holy.
Not now.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Well... Let's go to the bottom of the list, though, just to see. Apparently, Hawaii, how did they get 51? They must have D.C. on here. Okay, yeah, so D.C.'s on the list. So there's 51 states on the list. Hawaii at the least free of all of the states at number 51, followed by California.
Yeah.
Followed by Virginia, followed by Massachusetts.
Virginia surprises me.
Yeah, Arizona.
Oh, but they also had the, they were the ones who were trying to disarm their citizens just now, so I guess I can see that.
Unbelievably, New York is actually not even in the bottom 10. New York, which seems to be one of the worst, is number 33.
But that's New York State. We're always talking about New York City.
Yeah, but New York State's still pretty bad.
Well, New York State is pretty bad, but, like, there are people with guns in New York. I mean, legally owned private firearms, whereas New York City, on the other hand, that's a whole nother kettle of fish.
Well, then in that case, if New York City was factored out, maybe New York would be more free than New Hampshire on this list.
But I don't think they factor it out if they're looking at state-level policy. It just never gets factored in.
Maybe. I mean, even Maine and Vermont are lower on this list than New York. Vermont at number 39, Maine at number 46.
Wow.
So, anyway, you want to weigh in, you can. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, I'm not exactly sure how those charts are generated, but it's interesting nonetheless. And I believe it. New Hampshire is not the freest state when it comes to coronavirus.
No, no.
It's awful.
Sununu has been, I mean, I liked a lot of the things that he did, but this is unforgivable. Yeah. This is unforgivable. And but we know the Democrat will be worse.
Probably.
So the only choice is
Daryl Perry.
Yeah. And I'm nobody's endorsing that guy because nobody thinks he would do a better job than the rest of them.
Absolutely. So back to the story here from Yelp. I just wanted to share, since we're talking about the states and their crackdowns, Yelp's got numbers on the states as well. What are the worst states for closures? Well, just like we talked about with the worst restrictions, Hawaii. The most closingest of all the states.
What a coincidence.
Per 1,000 businesses closed, 9.4 of them are permanent, 13.4 temporary. But again, the number of temporary closures keeps going lower as more permanent closures starts to, you know, continues to go up.
Yeah, and are there, I mean, is this counting only things that were ordered to close, or is it including things
That's closed.
Okay.
Anybody that's closed. Hawaii is the most closingest state, followed by California, followed by Nevada, followed by Arizona and Washington. I mean, basically the West Coast.
Yeah.
Basically the Pacific time zone is the worst as far as attacking, you know, local businesses.
Wow.
Due to the pandemic, again, they always blame the pandemic, not the government. These states were greatly impacted by travel restrictions and also face high rates of unemployment. And they're talking about the large cities are more cracked down than smaller cities that are more forgiving to small businesses. Los Angeles and New York report the highest number of closures, with Los Angeles at 15,000, half of which are permanent, and New York at 11,000 closures, with 63% reported as permanent.
Wow. Instead of due to the pandemic, we should read it as due to the panic.
There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve's announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The left has launched a vicious and violent assault on law enforcement, the universal symbol of the rule of law in America.
President Trump's comments in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. The president now holding a campaign-style rally, or peaceful protest, as he puts it, in Mosinee, Wisconsin. The reward information leading to the arrest of a suspect in the ambush shooting of two Los Angeles police officers is climbing.
The total number of money has been pledged between reward money and private pledges is now up to $640,000.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying the outpouring of support around the country has been overwhelming, although Villanueva also saying he has not heard from prominent Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James. This is USA Radio News. In Washington on Thursday, congressional Republicans are condemning the riots on the House floor and asking questions as far as who is funding the violent protests, riots, and looting that we're seeing in cities across the country.
We've all seen the out-of-control left hijacking our cities across the nation, and we know where the bottom line ends. Is organizations like Antifa, where they are targeting police officers, burning down buildings, destroying private property, attacking innocent civilians.
Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss. On the campaign trail, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia attending a sister-to-sister mobilizing action unit. She's also speaking with Latino leaders and elected officials. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has sided with Democrats, extending the mail-in ballot deadline to 3 days after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divvy. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy had a huge price increase over 10 times. Within that time frame, that it went up in value. And, of course, Divvy could continue to go up over time. That's certainly what they intend for it, but obviously we can't predict. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but certainly at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org, begin earning Divvy by either starting a masternode or staking it. They've even got a lottery for people who stake Divvy. You can go to DivvyProject.org, get started, learn more. That's DIVIProject.org. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio here tonight. We're just kind of talking about some of the terrible economic news. I mean, I wish we could talk about fun things and, you know, good, cool activism that's going on. I did have some of it today out in Manchester. Ernie Hancock was showing up just as I was getting ready to go because I had to come back here for the show. But they're doing some mask freedom events, and that's good to see. Certainly, we do need more people migrating here so we can have more people who are of a like mindset in the same place because, well, things are getting pretty drastic out there. Things are getting pretty dire. especially for U.S. businesses. We were talking about the CNBC story on the Yelp data that 60% of businesses in the U.S. that have closed during the pandemic crackdown from the government are never going to reopen, 60% of them. And there's another story here at the San Francisco Gate. San Francisco, of course, one of the worst cities in the country as far as their lockdown is concerned. It's still pretty heavy there, from what I understand. Lots of severe restrictions in place. And now, as a result, a large number of U.S. hotels have temporarily closed their doors as bookings dried up last spring due to the pandemic.
Due to the panic.
Due to the crackdown. And as fall approaches, it looks like a significant number of those hotels might not be able to reopen as expected, even if business starts to pick up to a healthy level again. Which, why would it?
Yeah.
People aren't traveling.
Well, who would travel to be sit in a hotel room and not be able to go out?
Or there's nowhere to go. You
go out, and right. Even if you do go out, maybe no. Even if you can leave the hotel, where are you going to go?
What convention? Where? Why would you go there in the first place? There's no convention. It's not like a business event or anything like that is happening. Maybe there's some sort of meeting you have to attend. That means you've got to get on an airplane. You've got to put on a mask because all the airlines are requiring masks and total obedience. It is like the least fun thing to... I mean, traveling was already... Yeah. Not a fun thing to do, thanks to the TSA and all the ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Traveling is miserable now. I never get on a plane if I can possibly avoid it.
I was doing it a few times a year, because we would travel for the show. We would go down to Vegas for Freedom Fest. Got canceled this year. Within the last week, the week right up to the event was when they canceled it. There was another event that we were supposed to go to. We were actually going to drive to this one in D.C. earlier this year by the Young Americans for Liberty. That got canceled a week before the event.
I was going to go to that. I even had an appointment for a lap dance in Pennsylvania on my way down from one of my Facebook friends. I was bummed.
That didn't work out. And then also the same organization, Young Americans for Liberty, was planning a Dallas event in August, and that got canceled. 4 days before the event actually happened, the city mayor said to the venue, nope, can't do this. Wow. And that all got canceled.
When did the mayor gain that ability? That's not something mayors can do. They can't just say, no, you can't come to this hotel.
They can say what they want.
Well, you can say whatever you want.
And if the business owner's like, okay, then that's it.
Yeah.
If they don't fight it, then that's it.
And, of course, they're not going to be hearing anything in court for 2 years, they're saying now.
I heard that.
Do they remember justice delayed is justice denied? I mean, what do you do if they're crushing your business and it's going to take you 2 years to get a court date? Well, you might as well hang it up. You might as well abandon those rights because unless you pull out a rifle, you don't have them anymore.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. Nobody, but to be fair, that was hearsay that you're reporting. It was somebody saying it in a chat room to us earlier today. I have no reason to disbelieve the person who said it, but ultimately she was saying something she heard from somebody. So technically it's hearsay.
Okay, that I did not know. But wasn't it like the clerk who told her that?
She said it was her attorney's.
It was her attorney. So, okay, that's being in a reasonable position to
know. I
don't
disbelieve it.
Let's take a, 25% of its hearsay disbelief off.
It's still hearsay. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
You're right. It's true.
But it's not unbelievable. They've had only one criminal trial in New Hampshire. They've put hundreds of trials on hold for the last 6 months.
Who's the one person who was so dangerous that they had to try him now?
I don't remember what the case was. I actually tried to get in touch with the court. It was actually done here in Cheshire County. So the one case was done here in Cheshire County. There was a whole article about it. We talked about it here on Free Talk Live about how they're going to rearrange the courtroom to keep people out so you can't really go and watch trials anymore.
Oh, no more speedy and public trials.
Yeah, it's all gone. Well, it's not too expensive. It's just it's risky. We can't be having people take a risk.
True.
So, no, that won't be happening
anymore. Nobody should have to risk their life for freedom. That's not how you get freedom.
So that means it's near to impossible to go and actually observe a trial now because, you can't go in there generally, although supposedly you supposedly can, but I talked to the clerk of the court on the phone, and I said to him, I would like to record this first trial. I want to see what's new. I want to see what's different, just like when I recorded when we went to go vote. I want to get this on the record.
You recorded every trial I've ever had.
Yeah, and I, I don't even know this person. I don't know who the trial is, but, just for the sake of having it on the record. And he acted like he was being, it sounded like he was being helpful and that he was going to get back in touch with me with details, and he never called back.
Wow.
So I wasn't able to go down there. And the other thing is, they're doing jury selection all day long now. So it used to be that I did jury outreach.
Oh, so they've cut off your jury selection.
I can't do it.
Did they do that because of you, do you think?
No.
Or because...
No, I can't. Okay. I'm not going to say the entire court system rearranged itself because of me, but effectively they have destroyed the effectiveness of jury outreach, because the way it used to work, and the way I've done it for more than a decade, I've literally been in front of the courthouse every month on jury selection day here for most of the last decade,
mm-hmm.
and very few of them have I ever missed. And
wow.
now, and so the way I would do it before is I'd go at like 7:55 in the morning. The court doors open at 8.
Hmm.
They would take people in until about 8:30 or 8:45. They'd bring in about 80 people. 80 to 90 people would come through the doors in about 40-minute time frame, and I would stand out there with 100 flyers, and I'd hand them all flyers, and I'd usually get 95% of the people to accept. It was a very successful form of outreach. Now... they're staggering the people, the 80 people. First of all, they whittle them down to like 40 by a questionnaire, so they don't even bring in as many. So they have like 40 of them come in over an entire day or 2 days or something like that. And so it's like one person at 8 a.m., one person at 8:10, one per, you know, whatever the times are, right? So they give them all a schedule where they can come in. That way they're the only person there, and it's socially distanced and all this. But that basically means if you want to do jury outreach, you got to be in front of that courthouse 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, it's just, that's not worth doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't fit in. I mean, God, that's awful.
I mean, most people have a job to go to. I've certainly got my hands full of things to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a pain enough to get up at 7 in the morning or whatever to go out there at 8 a.m. and do it for an hour. To go out there for an entire day and stand there and wait and wait and wait and only see 40, you know, 30 or 40 people throughout the whole day if you stay there. I mean, it's just, they killed jury selection, jury outreach. They've killed Cop Block Know Your Rights outreach at the college, which is dead because now the college has cracked down on the students, saying you can't party anymore. If we catch you partying, you're going to be suspended from school. So I'm sure they're still partying. They're just being very cautious. They're being cautious about it. You can't go down there. You used to be able to, last year, we went down there when you were doing your campaign for mayor. We put some nobody signs out, and you were greeting some of the college students, and I was handing out Know Your Rights information from copblock.org, and I've been there 3 weeks now on Saturday night, one of the biggest party nights of the week. I've gone out there at around midnight, when normally you'd see, like, swarms of college students walking down the sidewalk. You could hand out, you know, hundreds of flyers in a 1 to 2 hour time frame if you were good. Now, it's desolate. There's almost no one that's walking around down there. Maybe one or two here, one or two all the way down the street. 855 450 free, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life.
Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And big thanks to Nick C., who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, meaning that Nick is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. We've got about 190 or so stations carrying the show at various times throughout the week. So definitely appreciate folks like Nick C. for stepping up and helping us make that number bigger over time. Maybe lose a few, gain a few, and over time we've been gaining more than we lose. Because, you know, some stations change formats or go out of business or whatever. And I think that's something else we're going to see probably within the next year or so, is more radio stations selling at pennies on the dollar, because it's harder than ever to get advertisers these days. Because, well, businesses are going out of business. So the last thing they're going to do is think, oh, I should spend some more of the money I don't have on advertising to get new customers in who don't want to leave their homes. So, again, thank you, Nick C. Go to amp.freetalklive.com for helping us to help us out with that and get some cool perks. Ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's raise everybody's spirits. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself, and 9/11 was committed by 19 lunatic Osama bin Laden fanatics. And for anybody to joke about 9/11 or laugh about it as you have in the past, and then claim that I'm not a good Christian, Minister Freeman, or Minister Nobody of the Invisible Hand Job Church, you guys are it can't be understated how much damage you guys do to the libertarian movement. And that's why you still only have like 1,000 crusaders after over 10 years of living here.
Right. It's all our fault. We've ruined the whole libertarian movement.
Move to where you live.
Right.
That's why.
Huh?
By the way, no comment about joking about 9/11.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Airwaves.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't remember doing the show.
But, yeah, I think that it's funny to talk. You know, I think it's funny to make jokes, even if it's too soon. So, yeah, it doesn't bother me to joke about tragedy. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. You didn't miss anything. It was that guy in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. 855.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, 450-3733. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about some of the just terrible economic fallout that's only getting started. You think it's bad now? Give it another 6 months, especially if they do even more crackdowns coming this winter, because they're all prepping people like, get ready for the second wave. The second wave is coming. Fall and winter, you're going to have to lock down again.
Wow.
Well, the lockdowns haven't ended yet.
Yeah, the another lockdown, that is not going to happen. That's
Oh, I bet it will.
I don't think it will. I think people are going to stand up.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too. I really don't, because you know the whole you can't evict anybody thing is over. I think, isn't it?
No. Trump's CDC is now ordering that anyone who is, they've got until the end of the year, the end of December, where evictions cannot happen for non-payment of rent. You can now evict somebody for, let's say, trashing the house or some other violation of the lease, but if they're not paying rent, you cannot evict them. According to the CDC, the CDC somehow can just order this, apparently.
See, the thing is, maybe they can't. But who cares? Because you can't take them to court because the courts are on vacation.
But yet, they still have time for a trial for Christopher Cantwell starting next week in federal court.
See, oh, that's right. He's in federal court. Yep. When I said who was the one guy who was too dangerous, who was so dangerous, I thought you were going to say Chris Cantwell. But you're right. He's in federal court. That's why it. Yep. Okay.
So they are going to have that trial because, you know, they really need to spend a whole week's worth. They've actually scheduled 2 weeks for trial on Chris Cantwell for sending messages over the internet that were mean to somebody.
Well,
and he's facing 20 years in prison.
Okay, my official position on that is, well, you know, it probably shouldn't happen to anybody, but if it's going to happen to somebody, it might as well be a Nazi.
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't agree with the guy's opinions, but he doesn't deserve to be behind bars for what he did. I mean, he's uncouth, he's tasteless, he's an a-hole, but none of those things should get you any time in prison, let alone 20 years, which is what he's facing.
Yeah.
20 years in prison. More time than some people get for rape.
Yeah.
For child molestation, for murder. They're talking about putting him in for 20 years for saying something to somebody who was 1,000 miles away from him, who he didn't even know who he really was. He's just some guy on Telegram. Some guy on the internet. Some Nazi. Another Nazi, mind you. So two Nazis fighting each other on the internet.
That's the thing. I don't know. Should threatening a Nazi really be a crime? I can see punching one, but given the things they say, isn't that like equivalent to a threat in a lot of cases? I don't know.
I'm hoping I can get up there for at least some of the trial. It's just so hard to go to federal court. It's so
I want
awful.
To, but I don't want to. On the one hand, I want to see what's happening. On the other hand, I don't want to be mistaken for a supporter.
I know that.
And on the third hand, I don't want to go anywhere near any federal facility while this madness is going on until the fever breaks.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll be able to get in. I mean, I don't know if they're going to require everybody to wear a mask to go in. I know they weren't when he had his bail hearing when you and I went.
Right.
They weren't requiring it, so maybe.
But it was. Were mask mandates even a thing back then?
I don't know.
Was that during the pandemic or before it?
No, it was during.
Okay.
No, that was definitely during.
Or, panic.
Yeah. No, it was during, because he got arrested in January, and he didn't have a chance at bail for a few months.
So okay. Wow.
It was a little while back. So let's continue here. More on what's happening to the hotels in the United States. A lot of them might not be able to reopen, because, who's going to come to go to the hotel? Mark and I, we were going to go to New York City. We go once a year to New York City, to Manhattan, where they have the Talkers Convention. It's a talk media, kind of talk industry, once-a-year convention. And we've gone since 2005. This is the first year it's not going to happen. It was going to happen in June. They postponed it to October. So I called our hotel, which is a great little hotel in Manhattan. It's run by the Catholic Church, so you actually don't have to pay taxes when you stay there, which is amazing. amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, if you've ever stayed in Manhattan before, you know the taxes are like alone $40 or $50 a night.
I would sleep in my car in Manhattan. Yeah. I don't do hotels.
Well, you know, there. Finding a place to sleep in your car is also not an easy
thing. Yeah, actually, let's be honest. I would sleep in my car in New Jersey because that's but hey, you know, $8 each way across the bridge is a lot cheaper than $400 for a hotel.
So we'll tell you more about what's going on in the hotel world here in moments. And, well, it's not good. But first, we're going to Justin. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Justin.
Justin time.
Hey, guys. So just as a response to the guy from Arizona, number one, Epstein definitely did not kill himself. If you think he did, seek help.
He thinks Epstein killed himself?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, I knew he was a lunatic, but come on. That's like flat earth territory.
And, I mean, you know, he might be right. 9/11 might have been committed by a bunch of bin Laden supporters, but we knew about it and did nothing to stop it. Like, you can actually see information where somebody reported, hey, something big's about to happen 2 days before 9/11. That guy was assassinated the day before 9/11. He was, I think they called him, like, the Tiger or something. He was a guy who fought jihadists over in the Middle East. He was a Middle Eastern.
But even according, and even according to the official story, even if you believe the conspiracy theory about the 19 hijackers who conspired to knock down three buildings with two planes, it happened on a day when they were having a top-secret military simulation of exactly that scenario. And there's no way that was a coincidence, which means they got a leak, which means at least to that extent it was an inside job. Mm. I think there was more going on, but...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Guys, I just want to say thank you so much for having this show and bringing it. Like I said, you guys are all the way up in... up in New Hampshire. I'm down here in Tennessee. I consider myself for a long time, have considered myself a libertarian. And just knowing that, you know, there is a free talk radio station where I can tune in and hear like-minded individuals and not have to deal with the crap from the left and the crap from the right all the time on the radio. I really appreciate you guys. You are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. And anybody who says different can suck a rock.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for sharing.
He scared me there for a minute.
Yeah. He said rock.
Yeah.
Just to clarify. Hour number three is on the way. We got time for you, and you can join us here. And if you also are of a liberty mindset and you like hearing us on the radio, imagine being around people that actually think this way. Like, in real life, you can do that.
It can be done.
You just have to migrate to New Hampshire, and then you will have voluntarists and libertarians and anarchists more than you can.
Oh, my.
More than you would even want to be around. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We'll
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.